Hello and thank you for joining me. I'm Roslyn Himes with Arts in France, and my first guest today has his office in the Arsenal Library in Paris. Its parquet floorboards crack because they're very old. The library was founded in the 16th century by King François I and renovated and extended in the 18th century. Jean-Pierre Siméon is not so old, nor is the festival he runs, called the Printemps des Poètes, or Poet Springtime, which is 18 years old now. Its aim is to remind young and old, in all walks of life, how poetry is part of our everyday, and to allow poetry fans an extra bit of indulgence for a few weeks every March. Siméon is also author of what he calls the Poet Springtime Events Manifesto, called Poetry Will Save the World. For now, it's only available in French and can be found under the title La Poésie Sauvera le Monde. And Siméon talked to me about this in English.
There are always poets. Everywhere there are poets. And I think today the most important thing to rediscover poetry everywhere, because we like of spirituality. And I think, I am not a religious man, but I think poetry is spirituality for all people. Well, and we lack that. Really, what import for each of us is the sense of our life. And the poetry directly puts everybody in contact with the question, essential question in himself and in his relation with the other, with the world, with the other man or woman, with the child, between the generation. Poetry is all that. The understanding of the poetry is not intellectual one. You can understand poetry, take it with all your senses, you know. Intuition is very important when you read poetry. We need to be open to... It's always a surprise in the rhythm, in the words, in the pictures, you know, that the poem brings with it.
Siméon also told me how the Poet Springtime has grown since its first season in 1999 in France and in Quebec, established by the then Culture Minister Jacques Lang. And it's grown, not least of all, internationally. Among the poets from abroad attending and performing at the Springtime for Poets in France was Chen Li. He's one of Taiwan's renowned poets. He's written in many forms. A professor of literature, he's also translated many great poems from elsewhere, from countries as far apart as Japan, Poland, Britain, and the US. He shared some of his poems with us, and he translated them himself into English.
I have written about 200 three-line poems. It was called Modern Haiku.
How do you say haiku in Mandarin?
排句, okay. And the title of the series of my poem is called Microcosmos. Okay, Microcosmos. I wait and long for you, returning death in the empty bowl of night, attempting to create the seventh sight. 我等候,我渴望你. 一粒骰子在夜的空碗里, 企图转出第七面. The white skin turns a mole into an isle. I miss the glistening vast ocean inside your clothes. 一颗痣因肉体的白成为一座岛. 我想念你衣服里波光万情的海. The story of marriage, a closet of loneliness, plus a closet of loneliness, equals a closet of loneliness. 婚姻物语,一个衣柜的寂寞,加一个衣柜的寂寞,等于一个衣柜的寂寞.
Do you have one that's slightly more joyful?
Yeah. Well, these are all joyful, you know.
You're right, depends on the way you look at it. Well,
short and sweet,
much.
Long and less sweet, poetry is clearly a matter of more or less personal experience for all. Here in France, while it has its roots in education and many events and activities are organised in schools during the Printemps des Poètes, it also mixes now with music or other events. Cinema also is becoming a medium of choice for poets or poetry lovers. Joanna Callaghan's short film, for example, called Thrownness of 2004, is a beautiful and imaginative example based on a 19th century poem called Dover Beach by Matthew Arnold. Also from Taiwan, Mimi Ye is a poet and a film director, and her films are based on her own poems. Here's an audio example of her work in Mandarin Chinese. The film is called They Are There, But I Am Not. I met Mimi Yeh, and she describes the artistic freedom which she feels when combining these two forms. She refers to the black and white film composed of different images in the market, by the sea, of clocks, of feet, of children. Mimi Yeh's philosophy and poetry make a good pair.
I started to write poetry since I was 19, and at age of 27, I decided to go to study filmmaking. So I went to the School Art Institute of Chicago study. And so since I kind of mixed my poetry and image together, I do it in a very unusual way because I might just write a few lines first, and then I go to collect image. I might write a few other lines, and during the process of editing, I'll mix the image and the poem together. So actually, they are developed together. It's not like I make image based on one poem. Yeah.
Could you perhaps give us one example, describe to us one of your films, one of your poetic films?
I have this film, it's called They Are There, But I Am Not. I use this very old 16mm film camera called Bolex. You only can shoot for 30 seconds and it stops, it's silent. I go around the country and I collect image. Of course, the film is very expensive, so I didn't really shoot lots of footage. I have something in mind, but I'm very open, like I don't know what will happen. I know it will be about the time, that this film will be about the time, but I don't know what will come out.
So it's something very spontaneous,
yes,
inspirational.
When I see an image, I'll get something very strong. So in this poem, I would say something is there, but something is not. In Taiwan, there's a market, like outdoor market. You can see the dead chicken there, but it's like chicken shape, it's not cut, so they are hanging there. So I have this image, like I'm filming the chicken, that behind that people riding scooters. So this night, like people are there, but chicken are not, but you can see the chicken hanging there, but because they're so already go away, they are dead. So it's like this kind of play, war play.
Each year, the Printemps des Poètes, the Poets' Springtime, chooses a theme for France. In 2016, it was the grand 20th century, 100 years of poetry. One of the poets in focus is Guillaume Apollinaire, contemporary of Cubist and Surrealist artists. And I'll leave you with the man who champions poetry in France, Jean-Pierre Siméon, reciting one of his favourites, by Apollinaire, in its original French, written for one of Apollinaire's great loves, an English governess called Annie Playden. Until next time, from me, Roslyn Hyams, goodbye.
Un soir de demi-brume à Londres, un voyou qui ressemblait à mon amour vint à ma rencontre, et le regard qu'il me jeta me fit baisser les yeux de honte. Je suivis ce mauvais garçon qui sifflotait, main dans les poches. Nous semblions entre les maisons, ondes ouvertes de la mer rouge, lui, les Hébreux, moi, Pharaon. Que tombent ces vagues de briques si tu ne fus bien aimée? Je suis le souverain d'Égypte, sa sœur épouse, son armée, si tu ne fus l'amour unique.